So we now are about to talk with Kashan Cooper, founder of Father's Rock Incorporated, author of the new book, Champion Father. You hear him here on the Baltimore Blender early in the morning. And he works with Anthony McCarthy as producer and as occasional host, co-host with Anthony. And Kashan, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Mark. How are you feeling today, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, fantastic. Enjoying this beautiful weather now.
It is. I can see this. The blue skies are shining. There they are. I didn't look outside for a minute. They were gray just a minute ago, but hello.
Absolutely. Good to be here.
So tell me about this book you wrote. It's got a number of interesting stories throughout the book, but I'm just curious about what you think. You kind of list the things that you think create a world, be a champion father. What does that mean?
Well, you know, the champion father, Mark, is a conglomerate of many attributes, of many traits. But what makes up the conglomerate under the umbrella, there's one big umbrella, a gigantic umbrella, and this umbrella is love. And under the umbrella of love, you have so many different traits, such as patience, such as being a coach, such as listening to your child. So, you know, those are just very, very few patience. You know, those are very, and flexibility. And as I interviewed, like you said, so many different interesting stories in the book, as I interviewed so many fathers across the nation, a lot of them share their ability to be flexible. And that's one thing about a champion father. And love will cause you to be flexible at any given moment. And it's almost an innate gift. And I'm just saying that for lack of better words, but because any one of us can become, any father can become a champion father. Any father can grow from ordinary father to champion father. But first and foremost, his guiding light, the ingredient, the number one ingredient is love, which causes him to overcome obstacles and become a better man so his children can become champion children and create a champion family.
Are you saying that the problem is that too many men are, for whatever reason, that we become afraid to show love to our children, to our partner, to the woman we may be with? Is that what you mean?
I won't say that we are afraid to show love, but what I'm saying is it is that not afraid to show love, but allowing love to shine through, to share your love. Because, and to give you an example, I grew up without my father in my life from age 6 to age 12. And that really, you know, it really did something to me emotionally, socially, and spiritually, all those things. But one thing I've noticed, two things happen, Mark, when a man grows up without his father and he becomes a father. He either runs away from his responsibility or overcompensates as a dad, as a father, like I do. So it's not the inability to show love. That's what he does automatically. He doesn't even think about it. From the time he hears that, hey, such and such, I'm about to, you know, I'm pregnant, and immediately, for the most part, there are some instances where fathers, you know, they either run from it because they're scared. But for the most part, most men, once they hear that they are about to become a father, it does something to them. It does something to their psyche. And then so you go from hearing that you're about to become a father to now, 9 months later, you're actually seeing that you are now a father. So showing love is almost, it happens instantaneously.
So what does it mean for you, though, when you said that you had to grow into becoming a champion father as opposed to a father? I'm trying to figure out exactly what you mean. I mean, I read the pieces you were writing, but I mean, what is that journey? Especially, you know, as we're approaching Father's Day. And folks, fathers and mothers, give us a call, 410-319-8888. We are talking right now with Kashan Cooper, WEAA host, founder of Father's Rock. His book is The Champion Father, 410-319-8888. Kashan?
So, you know, the journey of a champion father has many different obstacles. And I'm just going to give one right now. My daughter, she just turned 10 years old. And January 23rd, I'm a big journal. I journal all the time. January 23rd, she hit puberty. And that was a very, very interesting event. And I was the only one here in my home. My wife wasn't here. So when it happened, it was like, oh, my gosh, what do I do? So certain instances and different opportunities and obstacles are going to come up. And that right there determines, and how you handle those situations determine if you get to continue to wear the title as a champion father. Because the champion father is not like, okay, I become a champion father 2013, so that means that just guarantees me I'm just a champion father for the rest of my life. Absolutely not. That's not the way it works. The champion father is always ever so evolving to meet and cater the obstacles and handle the challenges and struggles that he faced with his family, with the child's mother, and in his life. So that's why growing into a champion father, I was talking to a man out of Houston, and he was ready to walk away from his family. He was just tired. They was going back and forth. And I told him, I said, it's easy to run away. It's easy to walk away from your struggles. But that's not what world-class champion fathers do. You become a champion by confronting your challenges, not running away from them.
So, I mean, is this something you think that, I mean, that I guess some men have to learn, but some men, I mean, literally have it passed down father to son. But you're saying there are a lot of people, a lot of men have to learn how to be a father.
Absolutely. I would go on to say that, yeah, you do have to learn how to become a father, because you know, there isn't no instruction manual. There isn't anything, you know, when the baby comes out, the hospital hands you, hey, this is how you react and respond to this, because life happens. That's the thing, Mark, life happens. And what do you do as a father when life happens? So not only are you responsible for your life, you're also responsible for someone else's. And one of the many great stories in the book, Sean, he's a young man. He's a father. He lived in Louisiana. He was there when the hurricane happened, and he had to move to another part of the country. And he said he had to do something that he never thought he would have to do. He had to get on public assistance. He had to be provided with vouchers and government assistance. And he said it was at that very moment where he realized that he had to provide a future not only for himself, for someone else. And at that moment, he became acclimated to becoming a champion father.
So you talk about a lot of people's stories in this. And I wonder if there's a piece you'd like to read from your book.
Yeah. There's so many great stories in here, Mark.
I know there are. So
here we go. Let's talk about Kai. Is it okay if I read Kai's story?
Go ahead.
Okay. So this is Kai Morgan, and this is the first chapter in the book is Together Forever, the Champion Father's Presence Create a Present, which is so powerful, and I explain why. So it goes on to say, Kai explains, when my daughter was born, she was born outside of my previous marriage. As a result, I could not be involved due to the fact I was married. What married man would broadcast they have another baby out there? I couldn't go to the baby shower. I couldn't be a part of any of those activities. Most importantly, I wasn't there to witness my daughter's birth. Now with that hurt, now that hurt me to my core. My daughter was born in April. I finally had the courage to tell someone about my daughter in September of the same year. Enough was enough. I could not take it anymore. The holidays were quickly approaching, as well as her birthday. Amazingly, this was the time I knew I was a champion father. It was during the moment I wasn't a champion, but proceeded to become a champion. I realized that even if I put my marriage, my integrity, and my character on the line, I had to let it be known that she was my child. And that's one of my favorite stories, Mark. Because look what this man put online. Look what he put on the line. Look what he did. He risked everything. And that's the umbrella of love. And that love is the guiding factor. It is the main ingredient from growing from an ordinary father to champion father. Always keeping your child's future in mind. And that's why that's one of my favorite stories in the book.
So it's how are you going to celebrate Father's Day?
Well, Mark, I'm speaking at many different conferences and events, but I know Saturday night after I come back from Delaware, speaking for the city of Wilmington, as soon as I get back Saturday night, my family is taking me out. Where I have the slightest idea, but I know they're taking me out. We're going to celebrate Father's Day, and then I'm up Sunday speaking all over again. So that's how I'm celebrating Father's Day.
And so, I mean, Father's Day, we can joke about as being kind of a Hallmark card day and not being real. But I think that when we talk about the issue of fathers and the importance of fathers in their children's lives, it does become a very critical issue. I think we don't forget. I mean, I think one of the most wondrous journeys any man can take is being a father.
Absolutely.
It just means more than almost you can put into words. Just the idea of of watching your child grow and being part of that growth. And that's the, no matter what it means, whether or not you are still together with your partner, the child's mother, or whether you are not, whether you're married, whether you're not. I mean, all that, none of that precludes your being involved in your child's life, so that you, on a Father's Day, it comes back to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why, you know, I keep making emphasis on the ingredient. Mark, when I interview these men, you know, people would say men don't cry. That isn't really true. When I had many, many men interviewed, each interview at one point or another, men broke down talking about their children. And that's why I keep putting emphasis on the love factor, because when you love something, when you love someone, there are certain decisions that you aren't willing to make, or that you are willing to make. So, like you said, if you're with the partner or not, living in the same household or not, let love be your guiding factor. Your actions will determine how much you love your child.
Well, Kershawn Cuba, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and walk past a hallway when you are about to finish your early morning chores here at the station. Founder of Fathers Rock Incorporated, author of the new book, The Champion Father, producer and sometime host with Anthony McCarthy on The Anthony McCarthy Show. Kershawn Cuba, thanks so much, and good luck with everything, and good luck with your speaking this weekend.
Thank you so much, Mark. It was a pleasure.
Take care, brother. Good to have you with us. We're going to take a very small break and come right back with our next guest. People call her the ghost voice of Hollywood, Marnie Nixon. Don't go away.